It's a late summer night on Poppy Mountain, an impromptu jam session is taking place in front of the main performance stage. Musicians Brent Pack and Bo Isaac have been living it up on the mountain for weeks. For the first 3 weeks of September each year, thousands of campers make their way to the campgrounds, and Poppy Mountain becomes a small community. While most people come for the music, Isaac says there's another reason he comes to the festival.
Well, there's the people, too. I like being around the people and singing around them and stuff. That's what we came for, to hear, you know, to play for them, I guess. Okay, you ready?
When asked what makes Poppy Mountain so special, most campers point to the people they've met and the friends they've made over the years. Every year, Rob and Janice Taylor make the trip from Dayton, Ohio to visit with friends. The Taylors and their friends treat one another as neighbors, and you'd never suspect they see each other only once a year.
Well, it makes your visit more pleasurable because you know these people, and they really open their hearts, their hospitality to all of us, and we look forward each year to meeting these people because we only see them like once a year at this Poppy Mountain Festival. So it's really like a homecoming.
That homecoming wouldn't be possible without the hard work of Marty Stevens, who owns Poppy Mountain and organizes the festival. As soon as 1 year's festival ends, Stevens and his crew go to work planning for the next year's event. Stevens says poppy preparation is no small task.
I work the year round. It's a full year job. I take it as a job. As soon as they leave here, I start with the process of getting this place cleaned back up and fixed back up and going to work on stuff that they've broke and destroyed. So it's we start right then getting things cleaned up and fixed, and then we go to planning and hiring bands for the next year and trying to add something new each year.
Dozens of vendors also peddle their wares on the mountain. Guests can find most of the necessities at the Poppy Mountain General Store. Hot meals are served downstairs, and a local coffee shop has set up shop upstairs. Other vendors sell everything from funnel cakes to fiddles. Some nonprofit organizations also get into the mix. Frontier Housing and the Moorhead Area Habitat for Humanity will operate their first-ever raffle booth. Executive Director Stacy Epperson says Frontier Housing and Habitat have worked for months, and while Epperson isn't sure what to expect, she believes the hard work will prove profitable.
This is the first time we've ever been out to Poppy Mountain, so I think we're delighted to go. We're going to enjoy the music, but at the same time, we're going to let the community know that we're out there, and hopefully we can raise a few funds for the organizations while we're there.
Once all the staging and preparations are complete, the music begins. Some of bluegrass music's biggest names are set to perform on the main stage this year. Dave Evans, Marty Stewart, and Dr. Ralph Stanley are just three of the more than 100 performers set to take the stage. But Stevens says even those who aren't bluegrass fans will still have plenty of other activities.
Dancing, basketball courts, horseshoes, picnic areas, playground for the kids. We've got an old car collection that we actually use, taxis, buggies. We've got mule rides, hay rides. I got a train that we haul people around. We got tour buses to ride people around on. There's oodles of things to do. You know, if you can't have fun on Poppy Mountain, I think it's really your own problem.
Bill Bates has been camping on Poppy Mountain for over a week. Bates agrees with Stevens and says people who don't enjoy the mountain may have bigger problems ahead.
Mom told a woman up here one time that she complained about everything. Mom told her, said, if you ain't happy on Poppy Mountain, you ain't gonna be happy in heaven.
The 10th annual Poppy Mountain Bluegrass Festival takes place just east of Moorhead on US 60. The festival runs through Saturday. For Moorhead State Public Radio, I'm Nelson Gullett.